Dreamscape presents Eleanor Roosevelt, Fighter for Justice, Her Impact on the Civil Rights Movement, the White House, and the World, by Eileen Cooper. Narrated by Laurel Lefko. Prologue. In June 1958, 73-year-old Eleanor Roosevelt, a former First Lady of the United States, was driving through the hills of Tennessee. She was on her way to speak at the Highlander Folk School, an acquaintance at her side, a pistol near her hand. The gun was for protection. The Ku Klux Klan, one of the most dangerous hate groups in the United States, had placed a bounty on her head, $25,000, to kill Eleanor Roosevelt. Eleanor, the widow of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, was one of the most admired women in the world. She had earned that popularity by championing the causes of those who needed help getting the rights they deserved. The poor, women, immigrants, refugees. Eleanor's background was one of wealth and entitlement, yet emotionally, she knew what it was like to struggle. Her own insecurities translated into a desire to help others. But to turn her good intentions into action, she had to dig deep inside herself. Perhaps her most controversial stand was her strong support of African Americans and their fight for civil rights. Many people in the United States turned their heads from the injustices and the dangers Black people faced. Once she committed herself to the cause, Eleanor Roosevelt did not turn away. Turning away was not her style. But as much as Eleanor was admired in some quarters, in others she was despised. From 1933 to 1945, when President Roosevelt died in office, Eleanor was a First Lady like no other. She didn't like staying at the White House, presiding over luncheons and teas, although she did plenty of that too. She had things to see, do, and fix. Those who disliked the president and his programs were also appalled that Eleanor had a life of her own, and one that involved being an outspoken advocate for the underdog at a time when prejudices were everywhere. After President Roosevelt died, during an unprecedented fourth term of the presidency, Mrs. Roosevelt kept on fighting injustice. The Highlander Folk School in Monteagle, Tennessee, where Mrs. Roosevelt was headed that June day, had a decades-long history of working for social change in the country.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?